Welcome to Meeple Podcast, Season 4.
Hello again to all of you. From the last Carcassonne World Championship, I still have some people left to interview. One of the participants of the last edition in Herne, in Germany, has accepted the invitation to the channel, and I am willing to meet him. Moreover, this year he is going to make his debut at WDCUC 2024, thanks to his ability to put together a team to compete in this important online competition. Zvonimir Vlajc, Bluster on BGA, welcome to Meeple Podcast.
Hello Joaquin, and thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
Has it been difficult to put together a team for the WDCUC?
Assembling the Croatian national team was actually much easier than I expected. I took the initiative and decided the criteria for becoming part of our first national team. Out of 16 participants, 10 representatives were chosen based on the combination of results in the first two live tournaments of Croatian Carcassonne League and Board Game Arena L rating at the end of February. I thought both types of results should be taken into consideration so that we have experienced players on Board Game Arena and players who do well under pressure in the official matches. What I like the most about this way of assembling a team is that we all know each other in person and have great time both in the live tournaments and when training for the World Championship.
Joining the WDCUC was a pending account. There are still many countries that have to take their step. How do you see the potential of the team and how do you see the match against Belgium in your debut?
As you may have noticed, a lot of our players just started playing on the Board Game Arena so they could play for the Croatian national team. Even though we lack experience, I think the potential of our team is great. Our debut match against Belgium was a great experience, and I'll use this opportunity to thank both Nikos for inviting us and playing the friendly match. For most of us, it was an exciting and a new thing, and the fact that Toto streamed our scrim made it even more exciting.
Has you received many requests for friendly matches?
Many people don't know about our team yet. They may have noticed our Croatian Meeple emblems on the Board Game Arena, but we didn't yet get any requests except for Belgium and Spain. We will gladly play a friendly match against anyone who wants to play with us.
Zvonimir, last year you won the title of your country. Tell us a bit about your experience in that national tournament.
Yes, I had the honor to become the first Croatian Carcassonne champion. I won the first qualifying tournament and got myself a direct place in the final tournament. Among 16 players, I managed to reach finals and had a tough battle against Yasmin that ended 2-1 in my favor. It was an interesting experience because prior to these tournaments, I only played Carcassonne with expansions. So before these tournaments, I had to learn all the tiles and get used to playing without the big Meeple and the Builder. I also didn't have any idea how big and popular Carcassonne was on Board Game Arena, and I was mostly playing on Steam.
And then the World Championship in Herne 2023, which I think has been one of the best editions, and where more union has been shown by all the participants.
The championship in Herne was a spectacular experience. I was amazed by the dedication of both players and organizers. I came there as a board game enthusiast who is kinda good at playing Carcassonne and left as someone who firmly decided to return next year properly prepared. I met quite a few interesting people with whom I still occasionally play on BGA.
Do you think you will repeat the experience?
I sure hope so. But since last year, the Carcassonne scene in Croatia blossomed. My friends and I almost quit playing all the other board games, and me and my girlfriend, who is also part of Croatian national team, are playing almost on daily basis. She is my worst fear in qualifying for the World Championships this year, since she knows all of my strategies.
Well, leave worst enemy at home. Not long ago, Otto Ikunen Nallerheim has launched his YouTube channel. What differences and similarities do you see with respect to Alexei's channel?
I was honored that the first live stream on Nallerheim's channel was broadcasting a game between me and 71st. Both channels are great and I watch them a lot. Even though Nallerheim just recently started, he already posts high quality content. But Alexei is still the GOAT of competitive Carcassonne streamers. They differ a bit in the way they comment on live games. Alexei tends to be more of a spectator that tries to see what players are thinking during play, whilst Nallerheim tends to put himself in the position of players and finds best possible moves. This is great for people who are watching the streams, since Nallerheim and Alexei are both very skilled players whose play style, at least in my opinion, quite differs.
It's not so long ago that Sid Marnes TV invented a tournament he called Champions League. Carcassonne Ukraine has taken over and turned it into a great reality. The Carcassonne Champions League has made this competition a huge success, with a huge following. Your participation ended in the round of 16. Best of three games, where you lost 2-1 to 71st. Tell us something about your feelings in this tournament.
I exceeded my expectations by reaching the top 16. The group I was in was very difficult since I had to play both Nallerheim and Shud. At that moment, Nallerheim was ranked first by ELO and should have held the first place in Arena. I lost matches against both of them, but won all the other ones and got positioned second in the group, which I was really happy about. Later on, I managed to win against a Mexican player with the board game Arena nickname Lichida Killer, and in the next round I lost a tough battle against 71st. But I do consider myself a winner in CCL because I won Alexei's CCL prediction contest and got a board game Kari.
Zvonimir, what is the meaning of your nickname, Bluster?
Well, you would have to ask a 10-year-old Zvonimir about that, because I do not remember. But it was my nickname in almost every online game I ever played. So if anyone ever played with some Bluster in an online game, there's a good possibility it was me.
I don't want to say goodbye without giving you the opportunity to share with the audience something interesting about Carcassonne or any board game, an experience or an anecdote, whatever you want.
Carcassonne was the first modern board game I played, after my roommate's friend left it in our apartment 6 years ago. At first, we played it with completely incorrect rules, but still had an amazing time. I bought the game a year after that, and not long after that, bought a few expansions. Then the Carcassonne virus spread across my friends and family, and we played it for years. At that time, I didn't even know there was a competitive scene, and now I'm being interviewed as a player.
I want to thank you for accepting the invitation and see you soon at WTCOC 2024.
Thank you once more for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to a friendly match between our national teams. Wish you and your listeners all the best.
A big hug to all the community. See you in the next episode.
city is beautiful.